This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel will not stop aid entering Gaza from Egypt, but supplies will not be allowed into the enclave from the Israeli side, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said after talks with U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday. Biden had called for the easing of a crisis in Gaza with the UN warning of a humanitarian catastrophe. Netanyahu said Israel was taking this decision after a request from Biden, but added Israel would continue the blockade of humanitarian aid from Israel into Gaza as long as Israeli hostages are not returned. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke Wednesday in Beijing at a summit focused on China's Belt and Road Initiative, calling for a cessation of violence in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Guterres called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
Too many lives and the fate of the entire region hang on the balance.
Hamas militants blamed Israel for the explosion at Gaza City's Ali Arab Hospital that killed hundreds, calling it, quote, a crime of genocide, end quote. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told reporters on Wednesday that there was no structural damage to buildings nor a crater that would be consistent with an Israeli airstrike. He also accused Hamas of inflating the number of casualties. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The war began October 7th and has become the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry said Wednesday 3,478 Palestinians have been killed, more than 12,000 injured in the past 11 days. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed and nearly 200 kidnapped. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday praised relatives of victims and thanked Israeli first responders during his brief visit to Israel. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Every one of you talked about what you have to do. Every one of talked to you about having to reach out. Talked about whether or not they're a Jew or a Muslim. Reach out.
The president traveled to Israel with an urgent mission to keep the Israel-Hamas war from spiraling into a broader regional conflict, but his diplomatic mission became more difficult as outrage swept through the Middle East over an explosion that killed hundreds in a Gaza Strip hospital. Biden was originally scheduled to visit Jordan as well, but his meetings with Arab leaders were called off as he was leaving Washington. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Wednesday broadly eased sanctions on Venezuela's oil and gas sector in response to a 2024 election deal reached between the Venezuelan government and the country's opposition. The Treasury Department said in a statement on Wednesday, quote, in response to these democratic developments, the U.S. Department of the Treasury has issued general licenses authorizing transactions involving Venezuela's oil and gas sector and gold sector, as well as removing the ban on secondary trading. U.S. Representative Jim Jordan is vowing to keep trying, even though his path to become House Speaker is almost certainly closed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This time, Jordan lost even more GOP support, with 22 Republicans voting for someone else. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Jordan can turn it around. It took McCarthy 15 rounds to win, but New York's Mike Lawler, who has voted twice for someone other than Jordan, says more ballots won't matter.
I don't see the outcome changing.
Which leaves the GOP with a big question as the House remains immobilized.
How do we get that to work?
Lawler's among a bipartisan group pushing an extraordinary step to give interim Speaker Patrick McHenry more power. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South African officials are hoping the gradual recovery of one of the country's biggest coal-fired power stations will reduce its crippling blackouts. At least two units at the power station have been restored in the last 3 weeks, adding 1,600 megawatts to the national grid and reducing the rolling power blackouts, which can last up to 12 hours a day. The units have been out of service since they broke down in October last year, contributing significantly to the blackouts known in South Africa as load shedding. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.